Good morning. We are still under the influence of that large circulation that produced the unsettled and, in some cases, very snowy weather for the first half of the week. The system continues to slowly fill in and depart over the Canadian Maritimes. However, we still have a rather gusty northwest wind flow to deal with, and moisture wrapping around the system is keeping skies mostly cloudy this morning. A few flurries and perhaps a couple of scattered snow showers, primarily over the highest terrain and downwind of the Great Lakes, will be the only precipitation today, with little additional accumulation. Meanwhile, temperatures should climb into the upper 30s to around 40 on average for afternoon highs. Skies will be partly cloudy tonight and will dip back into the 20s across the region as high pressure continues to build in. And we should have more in the way of sunshine to start the day on Friday, although skies will quickly cloud over as a weak disturbance will shear off to our south. And that could produce a scattered rain or snow shower late in the day on Friday, primarily along I-90 and points south, but they will be widely scattered. High temperatures again in the upper 30s to round out the work week. By Saturday, a deeper storm will approach from the middle of the country. This one will work its way from the Corn Belt through the Great Lakes and will be on the milder side of the storm. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Saturday afternoon, and highs will reach into the lower 40s. There is the chance of a few rain showers by the end of the day. However, the best chance of a steadier and perhaps heavier rain will come after dark and overnight Saturday night. A few lingering showers into the day on Sunday, otherwise cloudy skies and even milder, with highs reaching to about 50. Behind the system will go back down into the 40s on Monday as cooler air flows in with a few scattered rain and snow showers, and high pressure should keep it dry into the middle of next week on Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs sliding back into the middle and upper 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a wet, active pattern will continue for the west over the next few days, particularly in Northern California. A pair of low pressure systems will move into the west today and tomorrow. Heavy snow across the Sierra Nevada is expected above 4,000 feet, with localized amounts of up to 3 feet by tomorrow morning, and winter storm warnings are in effect. By tomorrow, precipitation will shift mostly to the higher terrain of the Great Basin, with some lingering showers and higher elevation snow occurring in California and parts of the Pacific Northwest. Because of the recent burn scars and expected heavy rainfall over several days, flash flooding is a concern for parts of California. Meanwhile, an upper-level disturbance and associated surface low will drop from Canada into the northern plains, moving into the upper Midwest tonight. The system will bring light snow and freezing rain to portions of the Dakotas, Minnesota, and the Great Lakes through tonight. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in blowing snow and fog, 12 degrees, but the northwest wind at 45, gusting to 59 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 32 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 28, 73% relative humidity, a west wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.80 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny, windy in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with a few snow showers and highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 40 degrees, the low 34. The average temperature, 37, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.02 of an inch of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday amounted to 0.3 of an inch of snow, and with 10.4 inches for the month, we're 8 inches above normal. And at 10.4 inches of snow, that's 7.7 inches of snow above normal for the season. There were 28 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 780, that's 81 above normal, and 1,322 for the season, which is 22 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 28. The record high, 66, set in 2005, and the record low, 3, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m. 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with the risk of a few snow showers in the mountains today and highs in the mid to upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight in the upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers today and highs in the mid 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with the risk of a few snow showers in the mountains today and highs in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with just the risk of a few snow showers in the mountains and highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds, a late-day shower possible with highs in the upper 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds again on Saturday, some rain possible by dark in the lower 40s. More rain Saturday night and Sunday morning, a few showers left over Sunday afternoon, milder near 50. Partly sunny with a few snow showers Monday, breezy, lower 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs back into the lower and middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.